It's time for the Giz Whiz with Matt's Mattis Rider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1996, recorded Thursday, July 11th, 2024. Disco Potty! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has two incredibly inexpensive gadgets. What the heck is it? I continue with my summer party gadgets the first time, and your viewer videos all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, our exclusive gadget correspondent, Dick D. Bartolo.
Wow.
How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good.
So how was your, we did our last show on July 3rd. And you were doing two nights of fireworks.
Yes. It was.
Were they spectacular?
It was. It was great. So the biggest issue, so my plan last week had been to swoop into Magic Kingdom, watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks, and then the next day go to Epcot, because Epcot's fireworks only happen once and Magic Kingdom's happens the day before and the day of. So you can watch both unique fireworks shows if you plan it that way. The issue with Magic Kingdom is that you have to get into it by ferry boat or by monorail. And they have the world's largest parking lot. I think literally. If not the world's largest, like the second or third. You know, like it's humongous. So when doing the mental math after the show, is right after the show, I was kind of like calculating, can I get over there? I don't think I can. I don't think I can park, get on there, get on the monorail or ferry boat, get past the security line, find a place to watch the fireworks. Just don't think I can do it. But I'm a smart little cookie. You give a mouse a cookie. So what I did instead was you can park at the Magic Kingdom parking right next to security. To get into the monorail and ferry boat is a pathway over to the Polynesian Resort, which has a sandy beach lake overlook to Magic Kingdom. And the Magic Kingdom fireworks are really unique for the 4th of July because they're 360 fireworks. They fire off in locations that don't typically fire off from. So I didn't get the 360 view, but I got a really awesome and absolutely, it was a fantastic walkover. You know, I didn't have to fight any crowds. It's very low population spot. It was crowded. There was lots of people there, but it was not as crowded as Magic Kingdom, and got to watch it. So that ended up being perfect. And then Epcot just ended up being pretty easy. You know, just got there, waited until the fireworks, watched them. They're really cool. They did a weird thing this year. I thought that it was going to just be one crazy show of fireworks, but it was their normal show and then in addition to a extra fireworks show. And the centerpiece, like the finale of that, is like a half ton of fireworks. I mean, they just all the tubes just like it's insane. That's how it's impressive. They're like, how many fireworks can we set off in a second? We're going to test it. And that's like the big finale. I didn't videotape it. I have videotaped my experience with this last year. So if you look at my OMG Chat IRL YouTube channel, you can see it. But this year I just enjoyed it. What'd you do? What were you up to?
Well, we went down to the river, and as I explained last week, normally, when they were in the Hudson River, the barges went pretty far. The last barge was at 79th Street, and right outside the marina. So, like, the fireworks were under them. This year, the furthest up the river was 34th Street. But I think people didn't realize that because the park was packed, and we saw the Macy's fireworks from 2.5 miles away.
Wow.
And this is what it looks like from 2.5 miles away. You can still see them.
It's still loading. Why won't
it? It's still loading. How could that possibly?
I've been refreshing constantly. Have you been, as you've been preambling, and I can't. YouTube is glitched. I get to see a frame of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Anyway,
dang it.
Yeah.
Because you, you can see.
If one frame comes in, you can stop it.
I'm trying. I'm like, pause. Pause on the frame.
That is a riot.
Here, I have an idea on how to grab that frame. One second.
Okay. Okay. And then we went home and watched the TV. I was kind of disappointed in it because it seemed like they were selling more musical numbers. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Here's the frame.
Yeah.
But that's a great view.
No, it is. It is. And, you know, that this is, as I said, 2.5 miles away. The fireworks are at 34th Street, and we are at 84th Street, 50 blocks away, and it's 20 blocks a mile, so 2.5 miles. It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it started raining. They were predicting storms. It started raining sort of as the last firework went off. So that was all perfect.
Oh, that is great. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was so much. We watched the recording of it. There were so many musical acts. It was sort of like they would cut to the fireworks as an after effect. I don't know.
They were just like a background.
Yeah. There were a lot of complaints on social media about who produced that thing.
That is so funny.
Yeah. The one thing that was amazing, and I don't know how fast you could find it. They had, I don't know, 1,000 drones that came from everywhere and formed the Macy's Star.
Oh, wow.
And then after they formed the Macy's Star, each drone spit fire. It was like the star was burning. And I'm thinking, how could that be without ruining the drone? But anyway.
They're doing all sorts of crazy stuff with drones. Like,
yeah.
Fireworks to the top of them is new to me and have not seen that before. I am very impressed with the drone shows that I've been seeing. Disney just started a new one. But I've seen videos of like that. There was one over the Tesla Gigafactory that I watched. I've seen a few. I think Paris has done a few drone shows. Every time I see one, I'm still amazed.
It captures
my imagination just like fireworks. They are really, really cool.
Yeah. And probably in the long run, I don't know how much it costs to do that, but at least there's no cleanup and you don't have to worry about the
It's reusable stuff in the air. Entertainment.
Yeah, it's reusable. Exactly.
Yeah, 100% agree. Yeah. That seems great. I cannot get this video to play. I have still.
That's okay. That's okay.
You
got the still store.
Yeah,
so that
I got the. Still
that
image.
That was all we really needed.
I was trying to go back channels and check the servers and yeah, it's not working. Well, it sounds like we both had fantastic 4th of July.
Yeah. No, it was very good. It was very good.
That's great.
A lot of fun.
Okie dokie. Well, let's
jump in with a what the heck is it?
Ooh. It's time for a kind of strange what the heck is it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever guess just seeing that much of it?
It's like an alligator.
An alligator.
It totally looks like an alligator.
I'll show you a little more of it.
What?
Yeah, a little more of it.
It almost looks like a Swiss Army knife. Alligator.
It's
one of the most reasonably priced things I have ever seen because it is a crevice brush.
What?
Or a brush to clean every little thing that you find hard to clean, like the inside of a coffee pot, the ridges of your drinking mug. So you have this, then you have that can go in, and you can have a slide out brush. Somehow this rotates so that you can brush things. This is, wish we had, I'll get one here to show you what I mean.
Like a knife in there.
A screw off coffee cup thing.
You know, like a
there's
thermos.
There's always coffee cutting.
Oh,
in the,
yeah.
The ridges are always stay dirty.
This goes
yeah,
around
threads.
The cap
yep.
to clean out of there.
I have.
You can also
one
use
right
this
now.
To clean surfaces that are hard to clean.
Turns out that they're great to clean fingernails, that thing at the
like
end.
Like a little alligator. It comes in. They're called a gap cleaning brush. And what did you think? What would you think this cost?
You get three of them, Chad. So take a guess.
Okay.
$25.
I don't know why you need three, but they send you three. And they are.
For the three of them?
It was $5.
What?
Now we're going to have Chad check.
Yes.
The non-prime price. But.
Oh yeah. Oh then I signed onto a computer without
like
signing in.
Idea.
And it was still $5.
It is. Right? I can confirm right
oh,
now.
You see, this is the kind of thing I mean.
Oh, the ring, AliExpress got nothing on this.
The lid to like a coffee thing. It's
Temu is trembling.
Ridges.
Temu is trembling.
A little quickie gift to give somebody. You buy three for $5 and just give somebody one of them. I think this is very clever. I forget the coffee mug. We can never get the hair out of this.
Oh, it's a great trimmer brush. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, they always give you one with it,
you
but it's
what?
Like so tiny. And
yes.
Good
and
luck
we lost
keeping
it.
Track. Yeah.
We're getting a lot of it out.
It's perfectly designed to
this
fall
the
off the
ridiculous.
Counter into
this
the
This is a brand new Conair because it says, to clean it, just take out these two screws.
Oh.
So you take it out. It's spring-loaded. Parts go flying.
Oh.
Springs, the brushes, the blade.
I ended up buying another.
Hmm.
So
I could not
what?
Put it back together. I bought another one.
This is great. Okay. We were using.
If you need a trimmer recommendation, I got
a
one.
A push pin.
Oh, okay.
Comes with a brush pin.
Let me see if I can find it.
But it wasn't as good as that one.
No. And you said you wanted what you wanted to take one upstairs because you needed it for.
You're cleaning the edges of skillets and things.
Oh, the edges. Okay. All right. So we got out a lot of. Look at this. All right. That is a.
That's
this
great.
Is really great. This thing was so full of hair. Not that I use it. Okay.
That's great. I can't remember which trimmer I got. There's a subreddit, you know Reddit and how they have subreddits?
Yeah.
There's one called Buy It For Life, which basically is recommends products that like basically never break. So buy it once, and you've bought it for life. It's going to last your whole life. Buy it for life.
Is that a brand?
No, that's the subreddit. That's the community on Reddit.
That's what the community is called.
And they recommended, I'll find it for next week.
Okay.
A trimmer, just looking at your trimmer. Back on topic, though, I digress. Back to the 3-in-1 gap brush. I like it. What a price. Seriously, that is so cheap.
Yeah.
And you get three of them. Yeah, the threads of...
Oh, someone had an interesting idea. They said, well, if you clean your fingernails with something, then you don't want to clean something else with the same brush. So maybe it's good to have a couple.
Nah. I don't care.
Come on, run it under the hot water.
Clean your fingernails. And here's the next step. Dawn. And then underneath the water, and you're good. Good to go.
Yeah.
My opinion.
No, I agree.
No harm, no foul. You know, I'm not going to come into your house to tell you how to clean up your stuff.
No, I think it's a very clever idea. Very clever.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do like having three. Because, yeah, I mean, anything, to be fair, anything's going to get a bit grody after a while.
No, absolutely. Also, here we can leave one in each bathroom. So, you know, Dennis wants one. And I have one in the studio. One.
Oh, my gosh. So this would be amazing around sink thingies, knobs.
Oh, the faucet, you mean?
Yes, faucet knobs. Oh, my gosh. Just the little brush. Yeah. That'd be great. Anyway, underneath. I like the gadget. Great okay. price. Moving on, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Another gadget, and as you see the features, think of what it cost. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay. Well, now I'm on to you because the other one was really cheap. Well, I also teased.
Well, we'll
really
see. We'll see.
All right. Okay. Do you have a? What do they call this again? The smart. Here it is. The LED smart under cabinet light. And why is it smart?
Huh? It sounds sharp.
Oh, a magnetic. Okay. So we like that, right? I think we like that. Hmm. So it comes with a big magnetic strip that you would fasten up under your counter.
Yeah, you'd like and then tape it up there.
Sure why
yeah.
Or adhesive it.
Screw this up. Well, this is really nice. And what is it powered by? I guess we'll see. Okay, it's USB-C. I'm not going to fool with those. I hate those little wire things. I have a
power USB-C under the desk
down here that we can power this. All right, power goes in here, and then.
But how? Smart
oh, I see.
Is
it's battery powered. So if you don't want to leave it plugged in. You can just take it down. I don't know how often you have to do, but we have.
I emailed the company. It's a 4,000 milliamp battery.
I think it's.
Wow.
I hope there's a way to go into the menu and set the timer down to.
It's nice.
Wave brings the light on by waving it. And I can see that there are. You can have white or soft white. Let me see. Is it dimming? Whoa, yeah. Oh, my God. It's dimming by touching it. And mode.
So it's three different colors.
Lights. Let's see what else it does.
It's very nice looking.
It's great looking. And this is sort of like a bizarre thing with prices, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Okay, so it has a clock display, LCD screen. There's a built-in buzzer, a timer with a buzzer, motion sensor as you approach it, or you can wave your hand to turn it on and off, touch dimming, color adjustment you just saw. Full spectrum LED light source, ultra large, battery. So that's
$42.50 price.
It has a magnetic thing. If you don't want to have a wire going to it, just charge it up. I mean, this is really good looking. All right. And now I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'm thinking.
I think my computer has gone berserk.
Like 50.
What would you guess?
Like a cheap price would be 15. I think a typical price would be.
Yeah, I would guess.
20 to 30.
$39.99.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
What I paid.
I guess it has a wave sensor?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it would be
$5.
How could this be?
That's ridiculous.
What?
How can this be?
It's $6.
What?
It's $6.
No.
It does not have a 4,000 milliamp hour battery, but $6 is crazy.
I don't. I'll look up. Price
oh, later. When I bought it, it was $29.90, and it was a discount. I paid $18.
Again, have Chad go to.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
And not signed in
box,
and find out how much this costs.
Okay, clicking.
The last thing that we showed,
it's $6 to me.
Brushes
signed out
that do a bunch of things with 3 for $5. And now we have this really good-looking under-counter light with a timer and hand motion like it just did. And you can set the color mode that you want, and it's dimming. How could that be $6?
Oh, no.
I am befuddled.
I'm suspicious. No, I don't know how to be suspicious.
Yeah.
What could possibly be the black magic? It is the only thing that can explain it.
Okay, so two things. I emailed the company, how big is the battery? And can I change this to 12-hour format? And they said, oh, yes, just do this. But all they sent me was the instructions on how to set the time or set the timer, but not how to
change it from 24-hour time to 12-hour
yeah,
time.
Yes. And it's interesting. You know that Amazon has started using AI to answer your questions?
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, that's funny. Because, you know, above all the reviews, it says, do you have a question of your own? I typed in, how do I change this into the 12-hour format? And the answer comes back, go to settings, look for the icon for date time. Go. It was it's giving directions
stupid.
For
yeah, some other
for a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But I mean, if you can live at the military time, and you need an under counter light, under cabinet light,
yeah, this is great
for $6. It's and also the buzzer, it just buzzes 6 times, and unless you're in the kitchen, you won't hear it. But the dimming works great. You have your choice of 3 colors. You can set it for wave so that you can wave your hand, it'll go on and off. Or you can set it for motion where it will come on when you enter the kitchen. But, and they do tell you in the instruction booklet, for it to work motion, the room has to be on the dark side. So if the lights are on, it's going to be harder to know if someone entered the room. You can leave it plugged in all the time, and the company says the light will be a bit brighter if left plugged in to be running off a power source, or just use it off the battery that's built in.
I still don't think that it's a 4,000 milliamp hour battery. But I'm also not a battery chemist. 4,000 seems high. Like
it
really
is high.
High.
It's very high.
But I don't know how batteries work. So
yeah,
can't. But it seems suspiciously high. Is all I have to say about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But the fact you can just run it off USB-C.
Agreed. And if it lasts like a week, you know, without needing to be charged on motion sensing. That'd be a win. So that's great. That's really cool. Insanely inexpensive.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I don't know how much money they're making on that.
Yeah. And I see some people talking in the chat. There was a USB-A to C cord that was included, but on the side of the gadget was USB-C.
BC, yes, on the side of the gadget. Exactly. I don't see Scooter X finding that on AliExpress.
I have not even been looking at chat. I was reading through the thing. Here, let me see. I don't see any links.
Oh, Scooter X. No, oh, Scooter X said, I have nothing even close to that.
Yeah. They're liquidating. They're like, you know what? I'm tired of having this in my office, in this warehouse. Let's just get rid of them. There's a link to it. So, okay. Next gadget,
okay.
I guess.
Next gadget is from here. Here we go. There you go. Just play the video.
Edison and I made understand. Another trip to Five Below.
Woo-hoo!
And then said, I wonder if we could find something new they did with a mirrored ball. Don't worry. We didn't find anything. We found something new they did with a disco light.
Oh.
Oh my God.
The LED disco toilet light.
You got me. Copywriters
have a way with words, okay? Turn your bathroom into its own disco pad.
I did not name
with
that
the disco
tracks.
Toilet light to groove your way to the bathroom. It's time for the flush dance.
Oh, my gosh.
Motion-activated LED light stays on for 2 minutes after motion ends.
This is like top 10 that. Most Gizwiz
Soft
gadgets.
And flexible PVC design can easily be molded to fit any toilet. Okay. That's going to be part one. And then I bought the lightning LED filament bulb.
Ooh, it's a lightning bulb.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping that this is like a flashing light. But now that I see what it looks like, I suspect it may just...
It's a glowing filament.
Yeah, it, you know. You know, it also says, if you turn the lamp off, let it cool down before you touch the bulb. But then it says 2 watts. I mean, how hot could it get? 2 watts.
They're just covering their butts.
Yeah, I think so. All right, that's them. All right.
Blinded by the light. Oh, that's pleasant.
It's so bright, I don't think it shows up.
No. In person, you can see that.
You just see a big glowing thing.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you know, I'll move back.
No, all you see is a glow. Maybe you...
Oh, you don't see it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Turn it off, and I'll get a close-up of it with it.
Okay. So you can see what it looks like. For that, should I turn the overhead on?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But it was the same with fireworks. You don't see the little bits of the fireworks. It's just a big washout on the screen. Anyway,
well, they look pretty good in that
that's
video.
That's the LED lightning. And, you know, we sometimes go to a website, and it's gone up in price. I checked a few minutes ago, and it says, closeout, $2.
What?
And what did Dickie D pay? $5.25. All right.
This is the episode of the cheap gadgets.
Okay.
This is the cheapest episode ever.
I'm gonna break the bank with my gadget.
Batteries, 3 AAAs. Okay. To install it, you bend this little flexible thing back. You sort of have to bend it back and push it in a bit. So that it'll latch onto the lid of the toilet bowl. The sensor has to face forward. All right. It will not work if there's light on in the room. All right. So we have it facing forward. And then, of course, the seat has to come down.
Well, the seat doesn't have to come down.
We're going to have the seat down for this anyway. And we'll shut the light off. And I will leave the room. Okay. And it will stay on for 2 minutes after motion stops. All right? So we're going to open it up. And this is a way for you to be able to find.
Whoa! You will not, in the middle of the night, have trouble.
I see a very bright future for you, especially if you like disco lights. You know, it's great for a party, okay? I think people will be flushed with excitement.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's it.
The Disco Loo. The Disco Loo.
Disco Loo. Disco Loo.
Disco Loo.
That's a good title, too. Yeah, but those light bulbs, they're, let me see. There's Flame, Planet, Dollar sign. Oh, there's the four of them. $2 freaking.
Yeah, what on earth?
I just paid $5.25.
That is so funny.
Isn't that a riot?
Yeah, close out. And then the LED disco toilet light. I cannot believe I didn't see this before. Honestly, this is breaking news. Because I would have totally bought that. That is great.
Oh, they make a black one too?
Either that or it's just a really bad photo.
I guess it's a bad photo.
I think it's a bad photo, honestly.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want you want it to be white to match the kimono.
Porcelain, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those were awesome. Mine does not quite fit the theme. Oh, here. Let's. Now it's time for.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okay, I have some explaining to do. So, last week, it was tied when I went out to buy the gadget. But by the time we looked at it on the episode, Summer Party Backyard Gadgets was winning. So. We did music last week, but moving forward in the month, we are doing Summer Party Backyard Gadgets. And this one was really fun. I was thinking, if you're going to have a backyard party, what do you want? A squirt gun. And how can we look for the coolest squirt gun around? So that is what this gadget is all about. Hey, Diggy D. So we are back at it with another backyard party summer gadget. And today we are taking a look at an electronic squirt gun, baby. Here it is. It looks quite menacing.
Ooh, wow.
Here's a box that it came in. The Wheelmaker water gun. It also comes with an extra crazy magazine. You can see some of the colors on the back. Inside of the box, already took it out. Here are all of the pieces. You get one magazine, and this is actually where you fill up the water. You fill this with water, and then it comes out the top there. You release this magazine, by the way, with a magazine release button that is right there. There we go. It also comes with a battery, so a rechargeable battery. The way you recharge it is with this included USB adapter. So this just plugs into whatever wall brick you want. This connects, and then there is a little LED inside of this plastic. It's a bit transparent. It'll turn off when it's fully charged. I've gone ahead and already done that. So once you've charged the battery, then you attach it inside of the gun. And with a click, it's there.
Oh, okay.
There's even a little trough for all the wires to kind of go into down there when you're adding the battery back in. The battery cover does require, it has like a nice little gasket on it, as you can see. And it also requires you to use a screwdriver, which they include inside of inside the box. Also included is some safety goggles and this extra large magazine with a different little, this is how you fill this one up. So you kind of have a extra large capacity and a normal capacity along with some instructions. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and fill up the water reservoirs and head outside for a little bit of target practice. There we go. Okay, so now that we are outside, I brought the goggles with me because I thought I should mention one of the reasons I got this was that it mentioned that it is the most powerful electric squirt gun, which is, I guess, why they give you the goggles. Now, I will say these safety glasses, the optical quality of me looking out through them leads me to believe that they just took a clear plastic water bottle and melted it and squished it into the shape of glasses because it is wavy. I mean, like, it is bad. Like, I feel like I'm going to need a prescription after using these for 30 minutes. So because I'm not getting shot at, I'm going to lose them. Here's our target. A classic Amazon box. I thought that that'd be a good target. We're going to throw it over there, and then I think the water will show up pretty nicely on it. So right now I have the smaller of the two magazines. I will say, now that I'm out here in public, feels a little bit more realistic than I would. I wish it was like neon green in a way. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what, maybe 10 feet about. I can hit it. I can hit that pretty well. That's actually really impressive. Okay, I'm going to switch out the small magazine. It still has plenty in there, but I just kind of want to use this big honking one. This is the first time I'm plugging it in, so I bet it will lose. Maybe not. It's interesting, this mechanism back here, you can kind of play with it. It's spring-loaded, but it actually doesn't do really anything. But it is needed to shoot whatever that is shooting, because it does need to act. You can feel it is actually pushing back on that to get whatever water mechanism is going. Okay, I'm gonna move the box further back. Okay, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 big steps away. Here we go. Can we hit it? Can I make it over there? Oh, barely. Barely. I'm fighting the wind. I can tell that I'm fighting the wind. Oh, I think I hit it again. With the right trajectory. Okay, I'm going to take one step forward. That is very easy to hit. That seems very fun. Okay, I'm gonna also, it's just water. It's really not. It would be a really great water pick. I think this is fun. This is just a great fun little outdoor activity. It was only $30. Actually, we'll go see the price in the inside and see if it's changed, because who knows what the price is right now. Anyway, there you go. The Wheelmaker electronic squirt gun. Okay. I wanted to shoot myself, and I forgot to mention that I was doing that to see how powerful it was. It really did not hurt. It didn't even sting. Like, honestly, I don't know about the... It doesn't seem powerful enough to be very concerned, is all I'm saying. And let's take a look at the Amazon page. It is still $30. What are your thoughts?
I think it's fun. I think you're right. I wish it was like purple or lime or something.
I agree. After getting it, I think gray was a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
I would not buy gray again. I think I just saw the strongest and just bought the one, and then didn't think, even in this image, they don't have the safety color on the front of it, which is insane.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little sketch.
Also, Scooter X found it for $1.
Yes. I did see that. Here, let's go find.
That's sort of in keeping with the cheapest gadget show ever.
Oh, by the way, here, as I was looking for that, check this out.
Oh, okay. Oh, 99 cents for that, too.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the one Scooter X found isn't quite the same design.
Oh, no, it's not.
But
no, okay.
Still, $1. I wonder if it'd work quite the same. I mean, I will give it to this one. Its mechanism is pretty powerful. It's
yeah,
pretty good.
No, it looks good.
So there you go. You know, all that would fix is a can of spray paint.
You're right. Yeah, yeah.
and other than that, I wish that there was maybe a more easier way to charge it without needing to take a screw.
Yeah, that thing.
Pull the battery, find that little thing. Like, it'd be great if it still had a USB plug that maybe was hidden behind a gasket window. That would be quite nice. Battery life, I haven't had a chance to run it all the way down. I was planning on looking at the reviews. Nobody really in the reviews mentioned that it was bad battery life. So I felt like it was great. And it seems also that it was powerful throughout. Like it didn't slowly die and then shoot less. And I've been using it a bit since the recording the review. So it hasn't died. You know, it feels like the lithium ion type of, you know, it's good until it's just over. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from James Dodd, who says, "Hi, Dick and Chad. This is my second video. Last time I showed my pool cleaning remote control boat. I have now relocated to Arkansas to work in corporate accounting at the world's largest retailer." I think we know who that is. My new video is for a gadget I wasn't quite sure would be worth the cost. But see if you enjoy my, it's a very specific gadget and I'm glad to know it exists. And
yeah,
here is James' video.
And interesting, if James was curious about the cost, that I'm glad we get to see a peek into if it was good or not. Okay, here it is.
I got a new device today that I'm hoping will help out. Some of you may know what this is, but
I do not.
This is a ring here. It's got this cloth
and
straps here.
Yes.
Clips. Not sure if you know what this is for, but it is a anti-collision collar for dogs who are blind. My dog is blind, and he's over there right now asleep, and I just got this now, and I'm interested to try it out and see if it helps him out. He runs into a lot of walls and doorways and things, so we'll see if it works.
Oh, my gosh. And as an added benefit, he'll get FM radio.
Yes. So he doesn't seem to be disturbed by it.
That's great. It just kind of holds him there.
Like, yeah.
Don't go any further.
He said, I think I'll go in a different direction. The work outside. I guess he runs into less things outside.
Paul. Boing. Success.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a lot of money since it's a pet gadget.
Yeah, and it seems very specific.
Yes. It's
very specific pet gadgety. So that,
but he sent a link, and okay. I believe it was $20.
Well, that's reasonable.
At Walmart. Yeah, $21.
That's great. That really is great. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that mechanism really does feel like when it, you know, as it bumps something, it's kind of squeeze, would kind of imagine. Or maybe it would expand. I don't know. But it seems like a nice way to stop the dog is through.
Yeah, instead of hitting a wall or a fence or something hard.
Yeah.
I think he also said that it doesn't bother the dog drinking or eating his food. So that's also good.
That's great.
I did not know. James, this is great. It's a great gadget.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know about it.
Yeah.
If I ever run into somebody.
And I guess,
you
know, I was just thinking, worst case, they run fast into something, but I don't think blind dogs run very fast.
No, my guess is they wouldn't.
The situation you're in, you're not a quick moving dog if you're a blind dog.
Yeah, no.
I think that's an insanely reasonable price. That's great. That's cool.
I will get you the current issue of Mad Magazine. And we're always looking for new videos about anything. 2 to 3 minutes, as James did, just horizontal format. Make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want, or you can just show the gadget and talk about it. Put it up on YouTube. Click unlisted when you upload it. And then send us the URL, mail@gizwiz.tv, mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now.
You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine when we show it, as James will get now.
Woohoo! With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter, I hope is in chat, okay? It's from Rachel. Last week we did the hair chalk with the way you comb. And Rachel sent in a photo, and she said, hair wax is better. And she said, my hair is brown, but I have a gray streak.
Yeah.
And I find it's fun to color my gray streak. And then just before the show, she sent another video of her doing it. And Chad and I were talking, and we thought, well, let's do that video next week as the Gadget Warehouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to learn how to use comb wax, not
wax.
Chalk.
The hair wax instead of the
hair wax.
Chalk.
So, Rachel, thank you for the video, which we'll show next week. And thanks for the photo. Yeah. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
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 And she said, and she'll explain in the video why the wax is better for someone with dark hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. Nice. Rachel is in chat. Yeah. Yeah. Cliffhanger, says Sims to Rachel.
Yeah.
You have to come back next
week. So Rachel will show you a video next week.
That's really, really cool that I like just seeing that. Seems like the wax is better than the chalk. We saw the chalk on your mustache last week.
And it's a lot of work for very little color.
Yeah, she may convince you with the video next week. So we'll keep our eyes peeled. I want to say a huge thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank y'all so much for supporting us and supporting this show. You guys are incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think there's three of you on PayPal who still do reoccurring. Thank y'all so much for your recurring payments. However you support our show, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back to us over at patreon.com/gizwiz or our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. And there's a PayPal link on that page, as well as a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon, which we'll be talking about. However you support us, thank you. And moving on. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live. We're live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If there is a update, the website will have the schedule updated at the top of the website. So head on over there and around 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, and watch the show. Chat along with everybody. If you're not there when we're live, all of our episodes are there after the fact up on the website. So check it out. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, the CKD's website. He writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play, what the heck is it? The Gadget Game Show Online. What on earth is this thing? You gotta guess. You gotta guess. And I absolutely, I knew what this was the moment I saw it. That's for those of us with thin noses. It is a nose stretcher. I always need a little bit of extra width in my nose. And I hate how pointy it is. I bought one of those in eighth grade. if you think you know what it is, get a guess in. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or interesting answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.